E-Travels with E-Truels. Tier. Alejandro Chavez is riding a bus in Guadalajara, Mexico. He is 15 years old. His long black hair spills out of the back of his Chicago Bulls cap like an oil slick of mestizo pride. He is visiting his 16-year-old cousin, Huero, who brews homemade mezcal in his backyard and sleeps with an old-fashioned but loaded gun under his pillow. Alejandro is on Christmas vacation from high school in Los Angeles, where he lives in the Pico Union barrio with his mother Yolanda and his 4-year-old little brother Irving. Alex is smart and clean. No gangs, no drugs. But that doesn't mean he hasn't been marked by the drive-bys in the hood, or the dealing in the park, or the violence and temptation in the air. He tries to keep his sights, though, on his older brother David, who has flown the coop and is studying rap music and business back east in Cambridge on a full scholarship at Harvard. The bus is crawling along the winding roads through the pitch of night as Huero nudges Alex with a sharp elbow in the ribs and a muffled but mischievous laugh. Alex shushes him and turns his attention back to the seat behind him. There, like a doll on display in a toy store, sits like an angel with her eyes closed, a young blonde girl. She was wearing a simple khaki dress, and her right arm dangles softly into the aisle. Her bare white skin reflects a few gentle moonbeams on the dark rolling bus full of brown faces and black glistening eyes. She is sitting next to an older man with a ruddy-looking face and handlebar mustache. He is her father, and the rhythm of the road and the long day in the sun has put him soundly to sleep, as Alex can surmise by his deep but civilized snoring. The girl's name is Olivia, as Alex has had the courage to find out earlier in the day. She is from England, also on holiday, but with her family, and she is the prettiest girl Alex has ever seen. She was quite friendly and smiled at him several times during the day, so that Alex was not surprised when she struck up a brief conversation with him after dinner. She was 16 and seemed to find him quite charming. She seemed hungry for conversation with someone her own age, and Alex, being the only Mexican on the bus fluent in English, was the envy of his cousin and all his greyhounding countrymen. But her father didn't take too kindly to the intrusion of the little Spanish-speaking boy and harvested his daughter away into the game of magnetic chess until well after dark. But now, ever so slowly, almost as imperceptibly as a ghost, Alejandro's hand is making its way towards Olivia's dangling appendage. He is patient and bold. A lump of anticipation in his throat, his eyes closed, and his head hanging slightly into the aisle to indicate his being fast asleep. Alex softly but firmly takes Olivia's hand in his own. She does not wake, nor seem to move a muscle. Alex starts to caress her palm and fingers. He thinks he can feel beads of sweat on his upper lip, but notices he is absolutely calm. Then, it happens. Without opening her eyes, Olivia's fingers begin to move. Matter-of-factly, she returns his caresses. Huero has been craning his neck to sneak a look in the reflection of the window behind him, but as Mr. Olivia suddenly snorts violently, Huero whips his head back around and stares down at the floor. Meanwhile, every pair of dark eyes on the bus that are not fast asleep are fastened on these two entwining hands, one brown, the other white, each enveloped in the other. Alex is in adolescent heaven, completely transported by the magic in his fingers. The two hands nuzzle, fondle each other, slipping in and out of rhythm and rhyme. And while the two faces feign gentle oblivion, the two hands are alive with tenderness and electricity. It is like a dream that desires no ending, fireworks under the guise of the sleeping fairy tale. But suddenly, it's morning. The sun has slipped up over the horizon as the two teenagers are awakened by a sudden lurch of the bus. They have fallen off to sleep without knowing, hands still gently locked in the embrace of the other. But just as suddenly, Olivia's father is awake, and the two hands recoil to the far side of childhood and cultural expectation. Olivia and her father get off the bus in Mazatlan, and Alejandro meekly asks if he can help her with their luggage. Bright eyes and an inviting smile are rebuked by a hard scowl of British propriety, and never has the chasm between his race and his desire seemed so wide nor tasted so bitterly to a 15-year-old Chicano boy. And as his vision of loveliness fades into the bus depot of a dusty Mexican city, and he fights playfully to escape his cousin Güero's begrudgingly respectful headlock, Alejandro Chavez savors one last glimpse of his ephemeral Olivia. And at that moment, in his mind, forever, he perfectly photographs and commits to memory the tear falling sadly from her eye.